President Kiir announced that all information pertaining to the 2013 conflict and the renewed fighting in 2016, including intercepts, audio and personal accounts, will be declassified. He argues declassifying the material is important so that, quote, the people of South Sudan know the truth and judge for themselves from the position of this knowledge, end quote. Abraham Kualnyuan, a political analyst and assistant professor of political science at the University of Juba, says with this decision, President Kiir is crushing open fresh wounds of the conflict.
The outcome of this, the president will be shocked later on about the reaction of the people, and is going to be dragged into something that he will not be able to like. And as a result of this, he need to rethink about it, and he should be able to see into it that if this thing has to work well, then there should be categories of amnesty, that there are people who should be given amnesty completely. There should be people that should be given mostly middle ground with some kind mixture of a punishment of imprisonment for some time. There will be people that need to carry the cross.
The president says he will offer a presidential pardon to all those who are implicated by the declassified information. Kual says the public will not accept presidential pardons for everyone who committed major crimes during the conflict.
This aspect of what we call blanket amnesty is not going to go down with the public, because you cannot give a blanket amnesty to the people who have committed grave crimes, especially to the general public.
The 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement calls for the establishment of a hybrid court as a mechanism to deal with abuses committed during the years of armed conflict in South Sudan. In his address to the nation yesterday, President Kiir said he does not think the African Union established hybrid court will help build trust in the country. On January 30, 2021, the government of South Sudan finally agreed to create the hybrid court as stipulated in the Revitalized Peace Deal. Nial Tidmamer, a policy analyst with the Juba-based Sud Institute, says Kiir's decision to make information public regarding the genesis of the war in 2013 and 2016 is too early.
Yeah, I think the time is not right for such information to be disclosed, because the memories are still fresh. So then, you know that so and so, whether once by, you know what will happen. Some people really who are bitter against those people who have been accused may actually reignite the animosity, and this may not be good for the healing process. What I thought is that it should have been part of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which is established in the Peace Agreement.
Nial says the Truth and Reconciliation Commission should be the body tasked with releasing the information, adding that would strengthen national healing and foster unity of the people of South Sudan. Nial says President Kiir is a party to the conflict, and different parties will interpret the information in their own way, which will develop more mistrust among the peace partners, some of whom Nial believes will call it a witch hunt. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.